Cambodian opposition leader Khem Sokha proclaimed his innocence today as his treason trial got underway in Phnom Penh. Khem was the president of the now-dissolved Cambodia National Rescue Party. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. He was arrested in September 2017 and accused of conspiring to overthrow the Hun Sen regime. Observers say conviction is all but certain, as courts in Cambodia are seen as heavily politicized and under the ruling party's influence. For only the third time in American history, a U.S. president is about to go on trial in the Senate. The Democratic House of Representatives will vote to send its articles of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Republican-led Senate later today. We get a report from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Iran says the future of the 2015 nuclear agreement depends on Europe. This after Britain, France, and Germany accused Tehran of breaking key restrictions under the accord and triggered a dispute resolution mechanism. Speaking in India, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif restated long-standing complaints about Europe not living up to its economic promises under the nuclear deal, especially its refusal to buy Iranian oil. The treaty suffered a severe blow when President Trump took the United States out of it in 2018. From Washington, this is VOA News. The leading contenders for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination debated last night for the final time before voters in Iowa make their choices in statewide caucuses in less than 3 weeks. AP's Jim Malone reports that foreign policy played a key role in the debate.
There was quite an effort by several of the Democratic contenders to criticize President Trump's actions on Iran. Joe Biden, for example, saying we've lost our standing in the region, that many of the allies now see the U.S. and Iran on the same level, sort of an equivalence that he said is a problem for the United States. And, of course, it opened up, though, Biden's judgment on the Iraq war, Bernie Sanders reminding everyone he voted against it, Sanders, while Biden voted for it. And then Sanders expressing concern, as did Pete Buttigieg, that perhaps what's going on now with Iran could lead to a wider conflict.
That was AP's Jim Malone. President Trump chose the Democrats' debate night to hold a campaign rally in the politically vital Midwest.
His okaying of an airstrike that killed an Iranian general, slammed his Democratic challengers as weak on national defense, and called impeachment a desperate attempt by the Democrats.
Our opponents say, we're not going to win. Let's impeach President Trump. Let's impeach him.
He also brought out an issue from 2016.
Mexico.
During the speech, protesters tried to be heard.
And it was a beautiful sight. And these guys were better than Tom Cruise at his best.
Democrats are determined to win back Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, three key states Trump took in his 2016 upset victory. I'm Tim McGuire.
The internationals and migrants who fled escalating violence and deteriorating humanitarian conditions in Libya over the past 2 weeks are back in the country in abusive detention centers. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
IOM spokeswoman Safa Miseli says most of the migrants fleeing across the Mediterranean toward Italy turned to Libya.
The majority of those people departing or fleeing violence and abuse in Libya have been actually returned to the very city that is now witnessing some of the heaviest clashes.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.